Welcome to the Accomplish Now, your Health and Wealth Academy podcast. Discover the secret of your level 10 life to live your fullest potential. Your motivational show that teaches and inspires you to achieve anything you want in all areas of life. Transform your body and mind. Change your lifestyle. Never work again unless you choose to. Is this something you want to achieve too? Here's your host, Sandra. She empowers you and challenges you to become the best you can be.
Hello, everyone. This is Sandra, your host here from beautiful Las Vegas. And I'm very excited because today I meet a good friend, from Business Network, Kevin Dunlap. And I'm so excited to see you, and I'm excited to have you here as my special guest today. And Kevin, he's here today because he is not only my expert, but he's an expert of understanding women. Welcome, Kevin. It's awesome to have you here on my show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Sandra.
I'm excited. I'm sure a lot of women out there, or even men, who are just listening, understanding women. Woo! That must be complex. So tell me a bit about who is or how did that happen?
Well, it happened. I came up with the idea back in October 2014 when I was attending a class, and it was a class that was a lot of women were in the class, like 90% women in the class. And there was a lot of, the class was about empowering women or empowering people to go after their goals and such. And what happened was I was in the class and I realized that over the last quarter century, 25 years, if you can believe it, that all of my closest friends have always been female. And these are not the romantic relationships that I'm talking about, my closest friends. And just realizing that I've been there so many times with them, and just helping them out has been, now it's something I just want to do professionally.
That's amazing. And you know what? I think it's so precious because what the listeners do not know is that we actually met at the personal development course, an international one, and I met you, and I just connected with you too, by the way. And that kind of idea with understanding women, I think that was the birth, right?
Yes, that's exactly when it happened, because that's you, me, one other person were talking, and that was the birth of it. That's when it's like, there's so many people that I've met out there that need guidance, and this is all helping women in their relationships from a man's perspective. Why not go to a man to understand a relationship with a man? Right there, they're always going to go to a female or another woman.
That's amazing. And you know what? What happened after? What did you do? Once you decided to found actually Understanding Women, What happened? I mean, it's been now a while, about 7-8 months, right? How did you do it?
Well, I did the same thing that you're doing. I just started doing a couple of podcasts, and now we're just getting the word out there. I did create a Facebook profile, which I am building as well, and in the process of relaunching our website. So it's just getting everything going just to help everybody.
And listeners out there, I just tell you, you're understating yourself a bit. I'm just saying that right now because I want to, love to add something because I remember you starting your Facebook page, Understanding Women. And by the way, all women and men out there, Understanding Women. If you don't like that page yet on Facebook, just do it right now because it's amazing. I remember you starting off with just 2 likes. I think I was the second one. I remember. And after, I think only 1 week or 2 weeks, you had about 1,500 likes.
Yes, we had nearly like 900 to 1,000 in the first week. We're over, we're getting close to 5,000 at the moment. And it's just phenomenal.
It was. See, that's why I thought it's an understatement. It's amazing. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that out there that there are women and men that need my guidance, that need assistance. So
nice. And my question to you, how can you help me? For example, how can you help me if I come to you? Because obviously I have relationships issue, whatever. Well, how can you help me?
Well, I would like to find out first off is where are you at now and where do you want to go? And then we'll just go through some quizzes. We go through some questions to find out what steps that you need to take. Not everything is based upon what the other person is doing. It can also just mean a matter of assumptions or a matter of perspectives that you have. And that's where I try to get clear.
Nice. Awesome. And you were talking about, you know, that your closest friends, right? That was one of the passions with Finland. What, why were those relationships so enriching, or are so enriching for you as a man? Well, and as I said, we are talking about romantic, so real, real good relationships.
Well, what I realized before I had met you is that I actually was helping another female friend of mine in her relationship with her husband, and just going over one simple concept that how she communicates, how he communicates are completely different, and just being able to say, hey, this is how he communicates, and tell him how she does, and that actually saved their marriage. It was a 180-degree turnaround, saved the two kids. I mean, it was just phenomenal.
That's huge success.
And that was just helping a friend.
That's amazing. And I think, you correct me, right, that you are, people can hire you for speaking engagements, right?
Yes, they can.
So share a bit, little bit more about that.
Well, yes, you can definitely hire me for speaking engagements. We just give me a call. I'm sure Sandra's going to give you my contact information. And yes, whatever time venues or whatever time frames that you need, I can come to your local office. I can come to actually give a talk for your organization. And we can definitely discuss, you know, what topics would be appropriate, which would be inappropriate at that talk.
Now, question. I have a question for you. I mean,
sure.
Since we are coaches, something we share in common, right? And coaches got often asked, you know, how about your relationships? Is there anything... As a coach, sometimes being objective, mm-hmm. you can help so many people around you, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're an expert. But when it comes down to you, mm-hmm. We are human too, right? So
absolutely.
I'm talking about for myself right now. So, right? So, sir, what's the greatest experience you've made in your case with relationships?
Well, the greatest case that I've made was in one of the... And understanding the communication styles of, just say the love languages, and mm-hmm. many people out there have heard of the five love languages, is just knowing what she needs to feel loved, and then I let her know what I need to feel loved, and that is just, that's actually really helped me in the last two or three years that I've actually been aware of that information,
nice.
And just that one topic.
And you know what, that's a good one, and I thank you that you mentioned it, because I just reread the five love languages and not in perspective my teenager. So
yes.
It's useful for any relationship.
Yes,
right?
It does not necessarily have to be romantic.
Yeah.
This could be a close friend. It could be a mother-daughter or mother-parent child relationship, or even child-parent relationship. So if I know like my best friend, which is a female that lives in Arizona now, I know, for example, her love language is words of affirmation. So I know when I'm around her, I will consciously compliment her more, just so that she feels appreciated and loved.
That's amazing, and people should check that out.
Mm-hmm.
You were so. What plans are you? What's the next? Any projects coming up, or any wild things, or anything that people, the listeners, should be aware of or be ready to go?
yes, actually, we are. I'm in the process, probably Tuesday, relaunching our website. And that way, on that website, probably within the next week after that, you can actually hire me as a personal coach from there, or even, as you just mentioned earlier, to schedule a future talk. Now, I do plan, this is the month of June now, I do plan probably in July to also give another talk here locally that I will be conducting with my co-speaker, lady by the name of Svetlana. And love to have you guys to come out there and hear us.
Nice. So just in case, you were talking about the website, if people
yes.
want to find you, well, how can they reach you best? Of course, I mentioned Facebook, by the way. Understanding
yes.
Women, right?
Yes, the name of the business is called Understanding Women. However, the website and the Facebook page is actually called Understanding Women Today. So the website will be understandingwomentoday.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/understandingwomentoday.
Nice. It's always important that people can reach out to you.
Yes.
And I know that... The two of us started our podcast at the same time, right? So podcasts, they find you under iTunes, under
yes.
Understanding Women, right?
Yes, Understanding Women, even on Twitter, you can find us there.
Nice.
And yes, and we are on iTunes. We have a couple of podcasts that we have already out there. This will be on our site, just like it is on yours. And then we'll be doing future interviews as well in the weeks ahead.
And let me just share share something about your business, your idea. And I just talked to my friends about understanding women. And women, I talk for myself and my friends now, they love to talk about relationships. I mean, we love to talk about relationships. Do we, right? And
yes.
I see your smile. People cannot see your smile, but they can hear it, right? And having you as a part, you know, as a man perspective, just opens up, because women, we don't listen to our partners at that moment. The romantic partners. Never. And even we know, or we might think how they think, we don't want to accept it at that moment. So that's a huge need that, you know, you coming in and bringing that perspective into a group of women, it just helps to accept it. It's a real good one. So it was a feedback for me to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So the need is huge. I might book you for a girls' night. By the way, that could be an idea.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I actually do want to put together talks at women's groups. Just be a service to those people.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Kevin, I'm so glad to see you, because we connected, right? And I'm so glad that we just made it here in Vegas. Talk to you and about your business adventure, and I'm sure Understanding Women on Facebook and overall, you will get the biggest fans out there. I wish you so much success, fun, and joy, and whatever.
Well,
thank you for being here, and you rock.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandra.